There is no shortage of energy this week in Iowa, one week ahead of the state's first-in-the-nation caucuses. At Republican Party headquarters in Des Moines, the phone is ringing constantly, and so NPR's Diana Douglas met the woman who answers it.
Indiana, Ohio, Texas, Illinois. Republican Party of Iowa, this is Carolyn.
Sit with office manager Carolyn McGoldrick long enough, and it seems that everyone in the United States wants to be part of the Iowa caucuses. Her job is to tell them no as politely as possible.
I get calls about, can I vote absentee? No, you have to be present at the caucus. So people from out of state can't vote in the Iowa caucuses. They could probably come and help distribute literature for their candidate, but they can't attend and they can't vote.
A man from Illinois called to say he wants to run for president. Too late. A lot of people call wanting to meet a particular candidate or just send him a message. Sorry. Someone recently called from Ontario, that's in Canada, to tell the party to give candidate Ron Paul more attention. Nothing Carolyn can do about that, either. She doesn't always have to say no. She helps people who need directions to their caucuses or college students looking for temporary housing. And this year's busier than ever.
We usually close down the week between Christmas and New Year's. That is not going to happen this year because the caucuses are January 3rd.
Eight people work in this creaky building down the street from Iowa's gilded state capitol. Carolyn says that number could soon swell right up against the fire marshal's max of 175. It will make this old funeral home feel very crowded.
This is our copy room. It's kind of a mess where the body laid. This used to be the room where they showed the coffins. We had it made into cubicles.
Downstairs from those cubicles, Carolyn McGoldrick is surrounded by portraits of Republican presidents Reagan and Lincoln, snapshots of candidates like Rudy Giuliani posing with the office workers, bumper stickers of all the Republicans running for president, no matter their poll numbers, and the phone that keeps ringing.
We get phone calls as late as 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I think the people out there think that we're here 24/7, and I know sometimes they're disappointed when they get a voicemail, but it can't be helped.
Diana Douglas, NPR News.
Republican Party of Iowa, this is Carolyn.